بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قالت أمة منهم لم تعظون قوما الله مهلكهم أو معذبهم عذابا شديدا قالوا معذرة إلى ربكم ولعلهم يتقون.
Mention, O Messenger, when a group among them forbade them from doing what was wrong, cautioning them against it, another group remarked, "Why are you advising those whom Allah is going to destroy in this world because of their disobedience, or punish with a firm punishment on the Day of Judgment?" Those advising replied, "This advising of ours is to be free from blame before Allah, through doing what He commanded us to do, of instructing what is right and forbidding what is wrong, so that He would not take us to account for not doing so. And, perhaps, those we advise might benefit from the advice and give up their disobedience."
فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ أنجينا الذين ينهون عن السوء وأخذنا الذين ظلموا بعذاب بئيس بما كانوا يفسقون.
When the wrongdoers turned away from what those who advised them had reminded them of, and they would not give up their disobedience, Allah saved the group which had forbidden disobedience from the punishment, and afflicted those who transgressed the limits by fishing on the Saturday with a firm punishment, because they were not obedient to Allah and persisted in their rebellion.
فَلَمَّا عَتَوْا عَمَّا نُهُوا عَنْهُ قُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ.
When they overstepped the limits, rebelling against Allah out of pride and stubbornness, and they would not be advised, Allah told them, "All you obedient ones, be you monkeys, humiliated." So they became what He willed. Because when He wills something, He only says to it, "Be," and it is.
وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَسَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
Mention, O Messenger, when Allah declared in clear terms that He would put over the Jews those who would humiliate and humble them in this life until the Day of Judgment, your Lord is quick with the punishment for those who go against Him, sometimes punishing them in the worldly life. Yet He is forgiven to whomever repents to Him from among His servants, and is merciful to them.
وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُمَمًا مِّنْهُمُ الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنْهُمْ دُونَ ذَلِكَ وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ.
And I broke and separated them up in the earth, dividing them into communities after they had been united. Among them were those who were righteous and who upheld the rights of Allah and the rights of His creatures. Among them were those who were moderate, and among them were those who were excessive in their disobedience. Allah tested them with ease and difficulty, so that they might return from what they were doing.
فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ وَرِثُوا الْكِتَابَ يَأْخُذُونَ عَرَضَ هَذَا الْأَدْنَى وَيَقُولُونَ سَيُغْفَرُ لَنَا ويقولون سيغفر لنا وإن يأتهم عرض مثله يأخذوه ألم يؤخذ عليهم ميثاق الكتاب ألا يقولوا على الله إلا الحق ودرسوا ما فيه والدار الآخرة خير للذين يتقون أفلا تعقلون.
Then an evil people followed after these people, receiving the Torah from those who came before them. They read it, but did not act according to what was in it, taking the miserable goods of this life as a bribe to distort the scripture of Allah. And they gave judgments which were not according to what was revealed in the scripture, convincing themselves that Allah would forgive them their sins. If some petty worldly gain should come their way, they would take it every time. Did Allah not make promises and contracts with these people that they would not say anything about Allah except the truth, without distorting or changing anything? Their failure to act according to what was in the scripture was not due to ignorance, but was in full knowledge, because they had studied what was in the scripture and knew it, which meant that their disobedience was greater. Yet the home of the afterlife and its eternal bliss is far better than any passing gain that they may have been given as a bribe. It is for those who are mindful, following what he instructs and staying away from what he has prohibited. Do those who take these insignificant goods not understand that what Allah has prepared for those who are mindful in the afterlife is far better and more lasting?
وَالَّذِينَ يُمَسِّكُونَ بِالْكِتَابِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُصْلِحِينَ.
Those who hold tightly to the scripture and act according to it, establishing the prayer as it should be established and in its set times, Allah will reward their actions. Allah does not allow the reward of those who act well to be lost. Beneficial points. If the punishment of Allah descends upon a people because of their sins, Allah saves those from them who instruct people to do right and tell them not to do wrong. One should be careful of the punishment of Allah, since it could be terrible in this world, as was the case when Allah, glory be to him, changed a group of the Israelites into monkeys because of their rebellion. The bliss of this world, no matter how great it may seem, is little and trivial next to the eternal bliss of the hereafter. The best action after having faith is to establish the prayer, because it is the basis of the religion.
وَإِذْ نَتَقْنَا الْجَبَلَ فَوْقَهُمْ كَأَنَّهُ ظُلَّةٌ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُ وَاقِعٌ بِهِمْ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ واذكروا ما فيه لعلكم تتقون.
Mention, O Muhammad, when Allah raised the mountain above the Israelites when they refused to accept what was in the Torah, then the mountain became like a cloud, casting a shadow over them, and they were sure it would fall upon them. They were told to firmly and seriously hold onto what Allah had revealed to them, and to remember the rulings that He had made law for them, and not to forget this, so that they might be mindful.
وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أنفسهم ألست بربكم قالوا بلى شهدنا أن تقولوا يوم القيامة إنا كنا عن هذا غافلين.
Mention, O Muhammad, when your Lord took from the loins of the children of Adam their descendants and had them acknowledge, bearing witness to his lordship, making it part of their innate nature to acknowledge that he created them and that he is their Lord. He said to them, Am I not your Lord? And they replied, Yes, we bear witness. Allah said, I asked you this question so that you would not deny the proofs of Allah on the Day of Judgment, saying that you did not have any knowledge of it.
أو تقولوا إنما أشرك آباؤنا من قبل وكنا ذرية من بعدهم أفتهلكنا بما فعل المبطلون.
Lest you might say that your ancestors were the ones who broke the promise, taking others as partners with Allah, and that you were just following them. In this way, you would say, O our Lord, will you destroy us for what our ancestors did, making our actions worthless because of taking others as partners with you? Indeed, we carry no sin because we were just following our ancestors and had no knowledge.
وكذلك نفصل الآيات ولعلهم يرجعون.
So just as I made clear the signs and evidences for the previous nations, I make clear the lessons for these people, Quraysh, so that they might repent from worshipping others as partners with Allah to believing in Him alone and worshipping Him alone, as they had agreed aforetime before they broke their promise.
وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ.
Recite to the Israelites the news of the man from among them who Allah gave his signs to, so that he knew and understood the truth which they directed him to. But he did not act according to them, leaving them and removing himself away from them, so that Satan became his close companion. And he became one of those who go astray and are ruined, after he had been one of those who were rightly guided and on the path to being saved.
وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ فمثله كمثل الكلب إن تحمل عليه يلهث أو تتركه يلهث ذلك مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا فقصص القصص لعلهم يتفكرون.
If Allah had desired, He would have made this person benefit through these signs, enabling him to act according to them, so that he would be raised up in this world and in the next. But he chose what led to his failure, being attracted to the desires of the worldly life and preferring them to the afterlife. His example in his extreme greed, for this world is like the example of a dog, which pants with its tongue constantly, whether it is resting or whether it is chased away. This example is the example of the people who are astray because of rejecting Allah's signs. So relate the stories to them, O Messenger, so that they may think and reject their denial of the truth and their misguidance.
مثلا القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا وأنفسهم كانوا يظلمون.
Is there anything worse than a people who reject Allah's signs and proofs, not believing them, wronging themselves through doing so and only gaining their own ruin?
من يهد الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فأولئك هم الخاسرون.
Whoever Allah allows to be guided to the right path is truly guided, because they choose the path of their Lord, and whoever Allah does not lead to his path, sending them away from it because of their deviation and bad actions, those are the true losers, who lose themselves and their families on the Day of Judgment. Is that not complete loss? Beneficial points. The aim of revealing the divine texts is for people to act according to them, not just to recite them, as this is a form of neglecting them. Allah created the innate ability to understand the signs of the oneness of Allah in people. From the time they were formed, if their nature is sound and not corrupted, they will recognize these signs and act accordingly. In the verses is a lesson for those who have been given success in acting according to the verses of the Qur'an, that they should know the grace of Allah upon them in enabling them to act according to them, and that they should purify themselves. The necessity of reflecting upon and learning from the stories of the Qur'an, because they are the stories of truth. In the verses is the encouragement to act according to knowledge through which Allah raises people up and through which they are protected from Satan, and a cautioning against not acting according to knowledge. Muslims are encouraged to repent to Allah, asking for guidance from Him and protection from the dangers of misguidance.